The Golden Vanity. Oh, there was a little ship in the North America, and she went by the name of the Golden Vanity. And she was to be taken by the Spanish enemy while she sailed upon the lowlands low. While she sailed upon the lowlands low. Then up to the captain went the little cabin boy, saying, "What will you give me if her I do destroy?" Saying, "Oh, it's gold I will give you, and my daughter for your bride, if you'll sink her in the lowlands low. If you'll sink her in the lowlands low." Then the boy took an auger, and overboard went he. He swam to the side of the Spanish enemy. And the boy and his auger underneath went he, for to sink her in the lowlands low. For to sink her in the lowlands low. Then the boy took his auger, and underneath went he, and holes he did make in the bottom with glee. And holes he did make in the Spanish enemy, and she sank into the lowlands low. And she sank down in the lowlands low. Then the boy took his auger, and back again went he. Swam till he came to the Golden Vanity, crying, "Captain, pick me up, for I'm growing very weak, for I've sunk her in the lowlands low. For I've sunk her in the lowlands low. Oh, I'll not pick you up," the cruel captain then did cry, "and I won't give you gold or my daughter for your bride. No, I'll not give you gold nor my daughter for your bride, but I'll sink you in the lowlands low. But I'll sink you in the lowlands low." Then the boy held his breath and swam to the other side, and unto his shipmates he bitterly did cry, saying, "Shipmates, pick me up, and save, for I'm sinking with the tide, for I've sunk her in the lowlands low. For I've sunk her in the lowlands low." Then his shipmates picked him up, and on the deck he died. They swung him in his hammock, which was both long and wide. They swung him in his hammock that was both long and wide, for he'd sunk them in the lowlands low. For he'd sunk them in the lowlands low. Oh, they laid him on the deck, for on it he had died. So they tied him in his hammock and threw it o'er the side. They tied him in his hammock and threw him o'er the side, and he sank down in the lowlands low. And he sank down in the lowlands low. It was 3 days later a storm did arise. The wind blew a hurricane, and high was the tide. And a voice from heaven unto the captain cried, "Oh, I will sink you in the lowlands low. I will sink you in the lowlands low. The storm did rise and the ship she went down. All the men were saved but the captain, he was drowned. And a voice seemed to say as the captain he went down, I have sunk you in the lowlands low. I have sunk you in the lowlands low.